We are in a battle. It's not a battle for tanks and planes. It's a battle for our faith. But fret not. We have the playbook. All we need to do is what the people of God did when they were in a battle. We need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Wrong. That's not how you win a battle.
Who are you?
Name's Gideon. I'll tell you what to do. You get yourself some pitchers and some trumpets, and when the enemy is sawing logs, figuratively, of course, you blow those trumpets and break those pitchers. They won't know what hit them. They'll go this way and that way, and before they know it, they'll turn on each other, and you won't have to swing one sword. That's the way to win. Well, maybe if you're scared of your own shadow, that's not the way the brave win a battle. And you are? Jehoshaphat. No fat jokes. I've heard them all. The answer is in worship. You set your best praise and worship team out in front of your soldiers, march them to the front lines, and let them belt out, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever," as loud as they can, preferably in the key of G. When the enemy hears the choir, they'll turn on each other, and you won't have to swing a sword. Now that's how the brave get it done. Pitchers and trumpets. Please. Good day, Simplify friends. You're listening to LJ Harry, and you're listening to The Playbook on Simplify. Wrong again, guys. Who invited this guy? Who is this guy? I'm Joshua. You want to talk about brave? You march around the enemy 6 times for 6 days. Don't say a word. Then on the 7th day, march 6 times. When the enemy thinks you've been out in the sun too long, start that 7th march. Make sure the priests are out in front. On that 7th time around, shout as loud as you can, and God will bring down every wall and give you victory. You'll have to swing a sword, but God will do the rest. That's the way to win. Not what I was told. I was told you need to lure the enemy out to a place where they think they've got you, and there's no escape. You'll also need a wooden stick. When they get hot on your heels, hold out that stick and God will open up a way for you to escape, preferably through water. When you get free, hold the stick back out and God will get rid of the enemy who is chasing you. Sounds messy. I prefer to choose one man from God's side to fight one man from their side. And be sure the one man on God's side knows how to use a slingshot. Nah, just climb a mountain, build an altar, pray a prayer, and God will send fire. Then get rid of all the people who weren't on God's side. And just pray for a destroying angel. He took out 185,000 Assyrians in one night for me. Well, if you really have a strong man on your side, have him tie 300 foxes' tails together, set them on fire, and let them run through the enemy's field. They hate that. Men, you're all alike. Let a lady show you how it's done. Get their best bad guy to sneak into a lady's tent, feed him some warm milk, and when he falls asleep, bam! Or you could use a den of lions, or a fiery furnace, or expose the bad guy's plot at a banquet with just you, the king, and the bad guy. Or you could have an elder sit on a rock on the top of a hill and have some youngers keep the elder's hands raised. Or you could stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What's the right way to fight a battle? All of those plays, and pages more, are in the playbook. God was coaching his people in every one of those plays. But which way do we fight this battle? We've never fought a lethal virus or against a government closing sanctuaries. Do we swing swords or do we stand still? Do we march? Do we sue? Do we hold a prayer meeting on the steps of the Capitol? Do we hold a service on the steps of the Capitol? The only way to know how to win is to ask the only one who knows how to win. We've never fought this, but God has. Let's ask him, obey him, and keep the right attitude as we trust him. Our God will fight for us. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much. Your wisdom is far above ours, and your power, your strength is certainly far above ours. I pray, Lord, you would help all of us to know what to do as we reopen sanctuaries, as we reopen churches, as we reopen our cities, our states, our nation, our world. I ask you to give us wisdom. Also, as a church, give us wisdom to know what we need to do in order to reach more people, make more disciples for your glory, I pray, Lord, you would give your church all the direction and wisdom we need to know how to fight this spiritual battle and how to win it for the glory of God. I pray today you would do this, and thank you for it today in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you are doing well. I hope you and your families are staying safe during this pandemic. And hopefully as we get to the close of this pandemic, none of us know, except for God, exactly how long this will last and what its scope will be. But I hope all is well for you and yours. You have what you need, and you are staying close to God and even drawn closer to God through this, as we realize just how much we really do need Him and how much we really do need His church. If this episode has been a blessing to you, great. Please share it with others. Share this podcast with others. Let them know about Simplify. You can also pick up a copy of Simplify, the devotional from which this podcast was launched. You can get that at PentecostalPublishing.com. It's available in print. It's available on Kindle. Over the next few weeks, I'll be sharing some more devotions with you on Simplify. Next week, I'll be sharing a devotion called We Smell Like Smoke. I hope you enjoy it. I look forward to talking about that with you next week, and always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.